Well, tomorrow on this show, Pop Douglas at 7:30 and Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, and the front office report at 9 tomorrow. But, Shime, let's get the Hill Notes, and they are brought to you today by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
So I messaged Chris Shime yesterday about that Spotify link, and the link he sent me, how do I word this so it's appropriate? It had men being beaten by women with particular objects in particular ways, and it scared the living crap out of me. So if I could actually get the Spotify link and not this, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but thanks.
Wrong link.
Sorry.
It happens.
Fat fingered the copy and paste button.
It happens.
Congrats to Taylor Swift on her engagement. Wake me up when the Bruins get engaged with winning again.
I feel like this could be a long season for the Bruins.
Yeah.
Maybe not, though. I don't know.
Even when Razor was on, though, it seemed... Like, he's like, yeah, you know, Swayman's got to have a better season.
I mean, they'll make the playoffs because everybody does. But
right.
I don't know.
But can they win the chip? That's why I say.
Well, you don't think they're going to make the playoffs?
I think Swayman wins the Vezina.
Wow.
He's back. Goalie Bob.
Elliot Wolf is still here so he can be the scapegoat if the Patriots suck. He can't be blamed for all the drafts because Belichick ran everything up until last year. And in that year, Elliot Wolf drafted Drake May, the Lord and Savior of the Patriots.
This is something I keep hearing. It's not going to work. Nobody is going... everybody with the brain knows that Mike Vrabel is running things. And all Elliot Wolf is doing is making Mike Vrabel's job more difficult.
No, Vrabel's looking at it like, I can fly under the radar.
He's not under a radar.
They didn't make any moves, right? Who gets blamed?
I blame Vrabel.
You might have blamed Vrabel.
Well, I actually blame Kraft.
No. You might have blamed Vrabel or Kraft, but who are 80 to 90% of the people blaming?
Elliot Wolf. Then
bingo.
Why?
Okay, let's do a poll.
But Jack. Elliot Wolf then falls right into the trap if they're setting it for him by coming out there last week and saying, "Sure, I'd be willing to trade first round or a couple first rounders for like."
Right.
He's falling right into the trap. If he's being set up.
But they know, both Kraft and Vrabel, that this guy is going to be the one that's going to take all the slings and arrows. Because when they don't do anything and they say, oh, they're willing to trade a first round or a second round draft pick, who gets blamed?
Who's going to get credit if Travion Henderson ends up being the player that everybody thinks he's
Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel. Right.
Ohio State kid.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It could be any Kyle Williams. It doesn't matter. Whoever the Patriots drafted, and this is why it's kind of genius for Vrabel, is whoever does well, it's because he drafted. Whoever stinks, Elliot Wolf drafted him.
If the Patriots spent as much time trying to curate an image of contention as they did actually just trying to be a contending team, they would be an 11-win team this year. They are obsessed with trying to figure out how they can parcel out blame away from themselves instead of just making a better football team.
Did you feel like at least the vibe was different when we were down there on Monday?
Vrabel runs the place. He's got a real feeling. I mean, we all loved Mayo. Obviously, I had him ahead of Vince Lombardi after week one last year. But he never had that. It's such a small thing.
Neutralized. Bam.
But, like, the fact that he doesn't have a babysitter walking him from his office.
Well, Stacey was with him.
Yesterday?
Well, yes. He walked up Monday. He walked him
Oh,
in.
I didn't see him at all.
Yeah, he just walked him in. He didn't stay the whole time.
He was there.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he was there.
Oh, my bad.
But he certainly wasn't like waving in the background.
No.
Gerard, stop saying you're going to burn cash or something like
but
that.
But it's perfect for Vrabel, though, right?
And cash. Yeah. Burn some cash.
It's perfect for him because...
He was talking about Kraft paying him to do nothing for 3 years.
I agree. He runs the show.
Thunder.
I believe that I agree with Curtis. He runs the show. When things don't happen, we're not going to blame Vrabel. We're going to blame Elliot Wolf.
But you just said he runs the show, so you will blame Vrabel.
I mean, I will.
Right.
But most people won't.
I don't know if you will either.
Who?
You.
I blame Vrabel for the offseason.
Oh, did you see that glad handing right before the
interview?
I
mean, the two of you were thick as thieves.
Right. Yeah, but I mean,
right.
I thought you had an announcement on
but
Instagram.
But I thought that the Patriots should have drafted, my thought was, Tyler Warren at number four.
Yeah.
So I didn't agree with that. I thought that they should have traded or they should have put a better pitch in for Terry McLaurin, but they didn't. So I would say Vrabel, why wouldn't you do that?
It's a good vibe, though. Good vibe down there.
Very good.
Yeah, I mean, and Vrabel's not the type of dude to shy away from me going,
no.
Oh, I don't think that was the right move.
No, I just think that you specifically will blame Elliott Wolf more than you will blame Mike Vrabel.
I won't, because I don't believe Elliott Wolf has any power.
All right, we'll see.
None at all.
Because I think I will blame Elliott Wolf. What you had described earlier, if something goes bad, I'm blaming Elliott Wolf. If something goes well, I'm giving the credit to Mike Vrabel.
All right, I'm wording this properly. Who do you blame for the Patriots offseason? Vrabel, Elliott Wolf? Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Other?
Me.
Other. Ken. Speaking of the vibe, heading down there tonight for the annual Patriots kickoff gala.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Really looking forward to heading out to Foxborough again. I was just there. I love that drive out there.
Rubbing elbows with the Crafts and others?
We'll see what happens. A little speech from Coach Vrabes.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
Vibes immaculate.
Tell Josh and Dan I miss them.
We will do that, yes.
Taylor Swift. I just turned you guys off because you're playing Taylor Swift. I hate that freaking... Oh. Anyway, I'll put you guys back on once Taylor Swift's off. Thanks, Courtney.
Yeah, I tried this morning. Tried the executive order, but it didn't work.
Imagine letting, like, one artist get you so mad.
Imagine blaming me when I talked about it during my lead, did not bring her up again. Everybody else did. Just saying.
Congrats.
And in news today outside of Boston, a WEEI producer named Jackson was found to have had an entire brand new ecosystem in his beard. It baffled scientists. But after months and months of research, they found out all the little bits of the Costco dogs just perpetuated and turned into baby Jackson. Oh. So Jackson, when you see him, do not be frightened. They're just little baby beard Jacksons that live off of Costco hot dog chunks.
Yeah. Not a visual that anybody wanted,
no,
I don't
you.
Think.
Coco, I love you. You're my favorite on the radio. I think you do such a great job. But man, you're more excited about this Bubbleheads nuptials than you are about the house that you're buying. If I was Santo, I would pack all 7 inches into that banana hammock and get the hell out of Dodge. Love you, girl.
I'm very excited about the house. We just had to do a little bit of a payment today, so I'm just watching that money slip away.
Mm.
But it's a good investment. Yeah. It's a good investment.
But that's you are focused on the engagement.
Like, of course.
You said there was nothing else in your feed at all. I think I follow you on social media. You were out taking a walk when you got the news, and you had to sit down.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah, my best friend Allie called me, FaceTimed me, and I was really, I'm listening to a book right now that's very good, a book on tape. And
Why did you have to sit down?
I was out of breath. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
I was so taken aback.
I see. And you're just happy for her?
Happy for her. There was, for so long, we were told that, she just eats up all these men and then writes songs about them. And it seems like she really found somebody that she, they're equals in the relationship. And
how long does it last, though, really?
Hopefully forever.
But didn't she actually do that? Like, she dated guys and then complained about them for her whole life.
Yeah, if I had an unbelievable talent of writing music and being able to perform, I would do the same exact thing.
I got you.
What if she loses all creativity?
I don't know. I'm a romantic, and I just, I think of it like, wow, beautiful, they're getting married. They're deciding to spend...
Wouldn't it be romantic, though, if Taylor Swift, the arguably the most successful woman in the United States of America... fell in love with and married a plumber. Like, wouldn't that be romance?
That'd be cool.
That would be very cool.
I mean, why is it not romance to fall in love with Travis Kelce?
Because
love is love, Greg. You know this.
Yeah, she needed a celebrity. Like,
she didn't even want to meet him at her concert. It was kind of like, wow, look, Travis Kelce put something out in the universe, and it paid off.
Didn't he make a bracelet for her?
Yes, with his number on it.
Does that have stalker vibes written all over it?
No, because she...
Opportunist?
Shoot your shot, baby.
He never was able to give it to her, so then he brought it up.
I think the dude had it in his mind the whole time.
Preach.
Huh?
Preach. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Preach.
I'm going to lock... He's a male gold digger. This woman sounds desperate in her music.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Such a gold digger. He's one of the greatest NFL tight ends of all time.
She does sound desperate.
No, like, she doesn't.
Yeah,
she does. If this was a guy.
If you're writing songs about everybody every time you break up with them, then that's an issue. That gives crazy. That gives crazy.
No, then every artist in the history of mankind has issues, Greg.
Here's why I'll back Greg.
Also, you buying into this whole thing, like you love you're the romance part of it, is weird.
Yeah, you guys are just like, it's sad to watch the two of you. You talk about old men energy.
Let me ask the room.
Right, Courtney.
Let me ask the room a simple question.
Yeah.
We all know Travis Kelce, right? Mm-hmm. We knew him. We watched him play and everything else. Did he ever make mention of being a Taylor Swift fan?
Nope.
2 years ago.
Yes, he actually did. There is a clip. You asked me a question.
He never made mention of it.
Yes, he did. I'm telling you, 2 years ago, there is a clip from preseason where the social media team for the Chiefs is saying, who's your celebrity crush? And his was Taylor Swift.
That's
because he figured out she was loaded and desperate.
She was dating Joe Alwyn and living in, like, London.
It's only Cap because Wiggy doesn't believe.
No, no.
Yeah,
because
so there you go. No, now he's going to switch Wiggy his question.
That's a great pivot,
Here's
Wiggy.
What I'll say.
I actually lived in London.
He made it a point when he got his podcast with his brother to talk about, I want to meet Taylor Swift.
That was a great pivot.
Taylor Swift had been single 5 years, 6 years ago when he was in the NFL, when he was at a dating show. Why didn't he slide in her DM then?
He wasn't ready.
Stop it. Stop
he hadn't
it.
He matured as a man.
He made it a point. He made it a point when he had his podcast to be like, hey, can anybody hook me up with Taylor Swift?
He's really Travis. What he said.
I go back to the greatest movie line of all time in terms of actual being perfectly on the nose when Dan Aykroyd and Tommy Boy says, what the American public doesn't know is what makes them the American public. Mm. This is all so well packaged, and God love them. I hope they stay married for 50 years and they're happy and they have kids and they do what they want. But this is all a production. It's great. Brilliant. They're
smart.
Taylor Swift, maybe the best businesswoman in the world.
It's really not a production, though. We don't know everything that goes on in their lives.
So you think it was happenstance that she happened to hop on a podcast and promote a new album with the brother of the guy she got engaged to?
She's helping out her soon-to-be brother-in-law.
Right.
It's
a production.
And what girl?
What?
What girl?
That's a production.
What?
Curtis, she's the most famous pop star in the entire world, and these two brothers have a podcast that is wildly successful. Of course she's going to go on it and give them more pub.
Right.
Like, wouldn't you, if Jess had a podcast and you were famous, wouldn't you do it?
Curtis is famous.
I'm not judging. I'm saying it is a production. I said she's the most brilliant businesswoman on planet Earth.
Yeah.
She is such a remarkable success story. I have no hate for her whatsoever. It's just, this is all a production.
Because here's why, take it from the guy who's been married for the longest time. If you truly love somebody or find love, it just happens. You stumble into that person.
Mm.
You have met that person and you just, I was out at a party with Taylor Swift. We got to talking. You know, I found her real interesting.
Not always.
Sometimes you gotta shoot
your shot.
Also,
what do you mean shoot your shot?
But you met Talina at a time where social media wasn't a thing, dating apps weren't a thing. The day and age that we live right now,
eyesight also for Talina wasn't a thing.
He met Talina at the drive-through.
No, he didn't. He met her at a party.
Oh, sorry.
No,
that's Vince Wilson.
Courtney didn't just stumble into Santo.
You met at a party.
Yes, she did stumble into Santo. She didn't just
I was dating. It was a full time job for me dating,
right,
and
you,
I saw Santo out.
That was
I liked
a full-time
him.
Job for you.
It was dating right now is a full time job.
Yeah,
it is.
But
and anybody who's like, I just want to meet organically. Well, you're not going to meet your soulmate sitting on your couch.
Right, but
you got to get out there.
But Courtney,
Greg shops organic.
That's why I like being locked down and taken.
Mm. Wiggy thinks relationships happen like an 80s romantic comedy.
She just said it. She saw Santo out.
I met your mother.
How did you meet your girlfriend, Sean?
On a dating app.
Ooh.
Okay. On a dating app.
On Fumble?
That's a dating app. You and her were both on a dating app looking for love.
But I saw Santo and it took Shime the dating on, app for us to go out.
Yeah, but
Shime's on Fumble, actually.
Wiggy,
sorry, Curtis, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, but Wiggy, you have to like take your shot. You don't. It's not like a meet cute. It's not like, oh hi, how are you? Oh, I bumped into you at the supermarket.
No,
in love.
No, but
that
on
was
a,
the office.
No, but on a dating app,
when Idris came on.
Both are on. But if you both on a dating app, you're both looking for love, and you're shooting your shot with people on a dating app. If he's Travis Kelce, he's out and about. He sees her out, and he's like, oh, I like her. Hey, can I get my number to her, get her number to me. And then they talk. He goes on to a podcast and says, oh, yeah, can somebody.
That's not what he said.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Did you listen to the podcast?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
No, you didn't.
He was on his
podcast. He said, I wanted to give her a friendship bracelet with my number on it. And Jason said, your football number or your number? And he said, you know the one.
Right.
That's
and
it.
And he was on
can I just say this?
Podcast.
No man has a friendship bracelet that hasn't been pre-planned to impress somebody else. There's no organic friendship bracelet.
Yeah, that's
bracelet.
Him shooting his shot.
Right.
He could have shot his shot six
Do you know anybody with a friendship bracelet
he didn't
that's
want
a grown
to
man?
She was dating. She had a boyfriend.
But there was a point in time when she was single.
She's not really. If she kind of had relationships back to back.
If she was really his crush, he would have shot his shot.
Maybe he did.
5-6 years
Maybe
ago.
He was in the DMs.
Stop it, because we would have heard about it.
Maybe he was beating down her door and she was having none of it for a long time. Then finally gave
also,
him a chance.
Also, like, CD for me. Oh my God, Coco, are you related to Swift? No. Are you a fan of anything? Like, sorry, I'm passionate. Sorry.
All right.
God. I didn't. Right. It's just, people get so triggered about it.
Keep yeah. going, Coco. I got you.
Who's getting triggered?
Not me. I'm passionate. These people are triggered.
Got it.
All right, we got to pause.
Yeah.
We'll get to the rest of today's Hill Notes next.